अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चाद्देशता। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3rd, and text today we will read 29. So please repeat after me. Janma te mayaso papo ma vidyan madhusudana samudvije bhavadhetoh kansadahamadhiradhi janma the birth te of your lordship in my womb aso that comes papaha extremely sinful ma vidyat may be unable to understand madhusudana O Madhusudan, Samudvije, I am full of anxiety. Bhavad Hetoho, because of your appearance. Kansat, because of Kansa, with whom I have had such bad experience. Aham, I, adhiradhihi, have become more and more anxious. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. O Madhusudana, because of your appearance, I am becoming more and more anxious in fear of Kansat. Therefore, please arrange for that sinful Kansa to be unable to understand that you have taken birth from my womb. Purport. Devaki addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Madhusudana. She was aware that the Lord had killed many demons like Madhu, who were hundreds and thousands of times more powerful than Kansa. Yet because of affection for the transcendental child, she believed that Kansa could kill him. Instead of thinking of the unlimited power of the Lord, she thought of the Lord with affection, and therefore she requested the transcendental child to disappear. This verse, shloka, text is spoken by Mother Devaki. We know Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kansa in Mathura. Right after appearance of Krishna, Vasudeva, the father, he offered prayers to Lord Krishna, the child. And then after Vasudeva, Mother Devaki offering prayers to Lord, her own little cute attractive child. So she has described many transcendental qualities of Krishna in her prayer. Before that she talks about one word in the text is क्षेम धाम। कृष्ण माय डियर बॉय, यू आर द रिजर्वायर ऑफ ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस। एनीबडी कनेक्ट्स विथ यू, इज कनेक्टेड विथ यू, ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस कम्स इन हिज डायरेक्शन। क्षेम धाम सर्वमंगलमय, सर्वमंगलमय, यू आर द रिजर्वायर ऑफ स्टोर हाउस ऑफ ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस। एंड इफ सिंपली समवन टेक्स शेल्टर ऑन योर लोटस फीट, ही बिकम्स फ्री फ्रॉम, ही गेट्स द फ्रीडम फ्रॉम ऑल फियर, बिकम्स कंप्लीट फियरफुल, फियरनेस डिवॉइड, बिकम फियर, ही कैन फ्री फ्रॉम द एनी फियर। अदरवाइज दिस होल मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज फुल ऑफ डेंजर, मिजरीज। पदम पदम यद विपदम, इन दिस मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस ऑन एवरी स्टेप देयर इज चांस, देयर इज पॉसिबिलिटी फॉर सम डेंजर, डिस्ट्रेस। बट इफ समवन टेक्स शेल्टर फ्रॉम द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण, immediately he becomes free from all distress and he becomes eligible, qualified, potent enough to enjoy all transcendental bliss. one characteristics or nature of Krishna is that भृत मित्रा सहा वित्रा सहा, इट इज नेचर ऑफ कृष्ण, इट इज विद इन हिज एग्जिस्टेंस। जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की, श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा जी की, श्री गौर निताई की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की। And it is the nature of Krishna that he removes the suffering of his devotee. It is within, it is quite nature. It is natural for Krishna. If someone takes shelter from lotus feet of Krishna, becomes devotee, Krishna inclined, very enthusiastic, he becomes enthusiastic to remove the all the sufferings of devotee. मदर देवकी है जी, भृत वित्रास, कृष्ण रिमूव्स द डिस्ट्रेस ऑफ दिस डिवोटी। सो सर, हाउ आई कैन डिस्क्राइब योर मर्सी, हाउ आई कैन बी एबल टू डिस्क्राइब द मर्सी यू वेस्टो ऑन योर डिवोटीज, on our bhrit, on your servant. This is your mercy that although you are Jagat Pita, all cosmic manifestation, material existence is within your abdomen, especially when annihilations come, everything, all many cosmic manifestations enters in the abdomen, in the existence of Krishna. You are Jagat Pita. Whole universe is within you. But out of your causeless mercy, Kripa, you have taken shelter in my womb. You appeared from my womb. Though you are the father, you have mercifully, you have accepted us, Vasudev ji and me, your parents, and you have become my son. So, you have accepted us, your parents, out of your causeless mercy. Now, we, Mother, that I am simply, we are simply praying you that you protect us. We want protection from you. Trahina ghorat ugra senat majat na pahi. Trahi. You please protect us from Ugrasen. Kansa. Kansa means, Kansa was extremely cruel personality. Without reason. He has a high behavior, nature to inflict misery on other living entity. Ghorat, very extremely cruel personality. If simply looks upon him, all fearlessness enters in the heart. If someone simply looked upon him, he becomes very fearful. or if he sees someone, that is good enough. He need not to do anything. If he looks on somebody, he becomes very fearful. Ghora. And his ugra sen atmajat. He is atmaj, son of ugra sen. Ugra sen means, ugra means cruel, harsh. Ugra sen. Personally, he is very cruel, extremely cruel, and his parent is also very ugra. Ugra means ugrasen, very cruel personality. So, please, protect, you please protect us from the concert. And next, she is praying. Ma pratyaksham mas drishyam kripishtha. You don't become visible to the person who has material eyes. Mas drishyam. Mas means flesh. Somebody had eyes, they can see only body. One, the person who are on the bodily conception of life, you please don't be visible to him, them. Ma pratyaksham mas drishya kripishtha. Don't be visible. You become invisible to the person, the materialistic person. You hide yourself, you conceal yourself. So, and then she was requesting that you hide yourself, you conceal yourself, you disappear, you don't be visible. Then, as if the child, Krishna asked mother, you were pregnant, everybody know, Kansa know. If I would hide myself, conceal myself, if I will disappear, then he will harass you more and more, thinking that you have hidden your child somewhere. You have given birth a child, and if I disappear from this place, then Kansa will harass you more and more, thinking that you have hidden, you have hidden your child somewhere. So you will be more troubled than this. If you are requesting that I should disappear, I conceal myself, I hide myself, this process, if I do that, it will go against your interest. Then this verse talks about then mamaso then please arrange janmate maiso papo. My dear Lord, you arrange in such a way that Kamsa should not know that you have taken birth from my womb. Janma te mai aso, mai aso. You have taken, you have appeared from my abdomen, from my womb. This fact Kamsa should not know. Mam vidyan madhusudana. Madhusudan, you are Madhusudan. Madhu was a very powerful daitya, demon. And he was killed by Vishnu. So that is reason why Krishna one name is Madhusudan. Very celebrated, we are in Braj, we are living in Braj there. Braj consists of 12 important forests. 12 forests, one forest is named after this demon, Madhuban, very celebrated forest, the place where Dhruva Maharaj performed austerities, and such a glorious the forest, influenced of that forest, that place is Dhruva Maharaj was able to see face to face Lord Vishnu within 6 months. Started his bhakti bhajan, and within 6 months Dhruva Maharaj was able to see Krishna face to face. He did not only see face to face, he personally talked with Krishna. Vishnu, not only he talks with, he was able, he personally touched the lotus feet of Krishna with his own palm. Madhusudan, here mother, Krishna killed Madhusudana. About Madhuban, of course when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan. The first thing Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he performed 84 kosh yatra, Braj yatra, 84 kosh yatra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came first, he came on the very celebrated bathing ghat, Vishram ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in the city of Mathura, he came to Vishram Ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a holy dip in the pure water of Jamunaji, and after taking bath, little rest also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Janmasthan, birthplace of Krishna. This conversation is going on, mother. Devaki offering some Janmasthan itself. Hardly 15 or 16 kilometers from this place. You go walk this direction, south direction, right after 8 mile walking, you will be able to see the birthplace. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took darshan on birthplace, Keshav Dev, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started performing Brajmandal Parikarma. And the first forest Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, that is Madhuban. Tattat gaksh bhadram te jamunayash tatam suchi. Punyam Madhubanam yatra sanidhyam nityadahare. Madhuban, since the word here is Madhuban, Madhusudan, Krishna. So, Sukadeva Goswami, Devarshi Narad ji talks about Madhuban, Tattat Gaksh Bhadramte. Narad ji advising, instructing Dhruva Maharaj, my dear son, Tattat Gaksh, you please go. Tattat Gaksh Bhadramte Jamunayas Tatam Suchi, you go on the very holy place. Auspicious place on the bank of Jamuna. Tattat gaksh bhadram te jamunayash tatam. On the tat, on the bank of Jamuna. Punyam Madhubanam. And right on the bank of Jamuna, there is a very celebrated forest, very pious, auspicious forest, Madhubanam. Sanidhyam Nityadahare. Lord is always present in that forest. So if really you want quick, instant attraction for Krishna, if you want to get the mercy of Krishna, then best place, most suitable place to perform your bhakti is Madhuban. So Krishna, Madhusudan, we are talking about Madhu. Tat Mayaso Madhusudan, O Madhusudan. Then Krishna asked Mother, once you are talking, you are telling that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all powerful. Still, how come that you are in so fearful condition? I am Supreme Personality of Godhead and I can kill Kamsa any moment. Why fear? Why you are so much in anxiety? So she says, Samudvije bhavad hetu. Bhavad hetu. I am in distress. I am fearful, not because of mine, me, but bhavad hetu, due to you. Kansad. I am fearful out of Kansad. Very cruel personality. And Kamsa, he would come to know that you have taken birth from my womb. Immediately he will come and he will kill you, or at least he will harm you. So my dear, cute, attractive, newly born, my son, my child, I am anxious. I am afraid of, I am in anxiety out of your welfare, not for me. Kansad aham adhiradhi. Though I am aware that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still out of my extreme affection for you, vatsalya for you, my extreme emotional bhav, feeling that you are my cute, attractive, newly born son, child. So out of this affection, adhiradhi, I lost all my patience, dhir, dharj. There is no though I understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you killed Madhu, that who is the more hundreds and thousands of times more powerful than Kamsa. Still, I am very much afraid of Kamsa because of your my affection for you. And then time to ask you a requesting, please. Upasanghara Vishwan, please, Upasanghara, please you conceal, hide your form. Why should I conceal my form? Why should I hide myself? Why should I disappear? Then she is talking that I don't want, though we have promised that we would hand over my child, my sons to the Kamsa. But this time, on any cost, I don't want to hand over Kamsa to you. I don't want you to be hand over, I don't want to give in hand of Kamsa to you. I have intention, I have more desire to hide you, son. I must protect you since you are my child. So, in order to protect you, I want to hide you somewhere. But if you will in this abnormal form, transcendental form, four-handed form, beautiful form, then it will be really difficult for us to hide you somewhere. You are such a effulgent your form, brilliant your form, Chaturbhuj form. First of all, that unusual child, your four-handed form. Every single hand is decorated with different type of vipan and flowers, Chaturbhuj form. So, if I will keep you in someone's house, then it will be difficult, a four-handed form, Vishnu form. So this, please hide this. And other reason which if I hide, was such a brilliant, such a effulgent form, beautiful form. Though this is night time, this prison house is covered with dense darkness, middle of night. But since your present, you are illuminating, due to your present, the whole prison house is completely illuminated. So you are so bright, so beautiful, so glorious. If I will come, I will keep you someone house, it will be extremely difficult to hide you, conceal. So please, for that reason, for two reasons, because if I will put someone house telling that this is my child and please keep you in her house, how that person will believe your four-handed form, Vishnu form? So people will not believe. And even they believe the such a brilliant effulgent form, it will be really difficult for hide me. So for that reason, upasanghara viswatmanadaha rupam alaukikam. This alaukik, unnatural, transcendental form, it is not usual form of a child. Never ever someone has experienced a human child like you, four-handed form, such a beautiful form. So please, I am very much afraid of, I am very much in anxiety, we are in anxiety. So you please, upasanghara, conceal, hide, withdraw your this form, disappear somewhere. So thus, Mother Devaki, of course, she was knowing that she is such a, we can say, a stupid one, such a jiddi ladka hai, ye baat to manne wala nahi hai, pragalbh, Sanskrit word is such a pragalbh boy, courageous boy. He is not going to hide himself, he is not going to fear, he is not. So what I can do? Though she was feeling that he is my cute, attractive, newly born child, my son. But such a strong boy, fearlessness is there in him, courageous, that he will not listen. Though I am requesting to hide, he is not changing his at that time, out of strong emotional feeling for the child that is my son. So Mother Devaki, heart was filled with mamata. Mamata, affinity, attachment, strong feeling for the boy. Her heart was filled with affection, mamata, and her both eyes were full of tears. Heart in heart, full of affinity, mamata, mera ladka hai. This was the bhava. Heart was filled, hirday was filled with mamata, affinity, affection, a strong emotional feeling of vatsalya bhav, motherly affection, and her eyes were filled with tears. So, next we will talk what happened further. Of course, Krishna, the child, the cute, attractive child, he listened mother advice and he become ordinary child. He gave up the 400 far and become 200, looks like ordinary human child. That further verse describe about it. So here the final scene, mother Devaki in the Mathura, in the prison house of Kamsa, dense darkness, the whole the residence of mother Devaki, her prison house was covered with dense darkness, but one thing was, due to the presence of the small boy Krishna, the whole atmosphere, prison house was completely illuminated with the brilliance of Krishna, and mother Devaki heart was filled with mamata, affection, motherly affection, and her eyes were filled with tears. So I think I should stop here for a few minutes. We have any question or comment? Okay. Karbhajan Prabhu.
Can I ask first?
Yeah. First, Subha Krishna Prabhu, next.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Maharaj, you nicely pointed out that Devaki, Mother Devaki, was not concerned about her own misfortune which would have arisen if Krishna would have acted himself, because Kamsa would have natural kind of tortured her. So you see, this is a common theme that any pure devotee does not think about his happiness. So they always think about Krishna's happiness, or gopis are thinking about Krishna's happiness. I am not able to reconcile, because Srila Prabhupada also says, as soul, we are always seeking happiness. So I am just confused about this thing, that on one hand we say, as soul, so we all are seeking happiness because we are anandamaya, and we are in this one place seeking in the wrong place. But then on the other hand we say that in connection with Krishna, the devotee is not thinking about his happiness, he is thinking about Krishna's happiness. So can you please help me?
Here, samudvije bhavad heto. Samudvije, I am completely in distress. Samyak duje, I am really disturbed. But why bhavad? Bhavad, for your sake. So mother Devaki was requesting that if you will manifest this far, transcendental far, people in general, they will deride you. They will criticize you. They will think that this is also material far, this is material far. And when someone talks about, say, or blaspheme you, criticize you, or minimize your importance, and when a devotee hears this type of statement, he becomes very extremely distressed. So, devotee in future, time to come, they will be very much disturbed in the materialistic people will minimize as deride your transcendental form. So for that distress with me also. I am also very much distressed because your transcendental form may not be appreciated. They will not appreciate, rather they will deride you, they criticize you, they blame you. And they will try to put you on this material platform, though you are a spiritual on the platform, you the spiritual body. But they will think that this is our material form. Or they will drag down on the material, they drag down in their mind to think that this is also material form. And this type of mentality, if someone does this, it becomes very much distress. So, if you remain in this 400 transcendental form, then it will become the distress for us, for me, or other devotee also. So, distress is there. But is the distress is connected for Krishna, not on personal level. Prabhupada has in one purport, of course, I will read the out of motherly affection, therefore she requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to disappear. Although because of the Lord's disappearance, Kansa would harass her more and more, thinking that the child born of her was hidden somewhere. She did not want the transcendental child to be harassed and killed. Therefore, she requested the Lord Vishnu to disappear. Later, when harassed, if she will be harassed by Kansa, then she would think of him within her mind. So simply, by thinking Krishna in her mind, all her distress would be disappear. That is, before also one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada tried the same thing, the same method as a theme. That devotee become disturbed when people in general, they don't surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, rather they blaspheme him or criticize him. So that blaspheme, if someone blaspheme Krishna, then they become very much disturbed. So that type of disturbance is there with me also, but this is bhavadhetu. In order to protect your prestige, your he shouldn't have to kill you or harm you. I don't want that Krishna, I don't even think in mind that Kansa is harming you. So bhavadhetu this bhartak samudvije, I am completely extremely in distress, udignam bhavadhetu, for your sake, for your safety. Okay, Prajit.
You were speaking about that. If he was knowing that she is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, then also she was in fear. So how we materialist person, we know Supreme Personality of Godhead is real, then how we cannot be fearful? We are also fearful if we get sick or something, we want to go to doctor, we want to do those three things. So, how we can be fearless when Lord is
one of the previous purport, a few verses before. Prabhupada talked about his situation. Prabhupada saying in purport that I know that the Krishna consciousness movement, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and no one can do any harm for this movement. Still, Prabhupada talks about himself, still, I am very much fearful that people, some will be harmed, destroy this movement. Though it is movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very pure, powerful, no material power, no any power can harm this society, in international society for Krishna. Still, personally, I am very much afraid that someone, this politician, big demon, may do some harm for the society. They may create havoc in the society, though they can't, they have no power to create disturbance, havoc in our society. Still, I think the book, please try to read some, I don't remember, just few pages before it is. So this is the nature of a bhakti. Mother Devaki was aware with the opulence, glorious feature, powerful. Krishna is so powerful. So the power was like, this knowledge was like Himalaya, Prabhat. But affection of mother, that's like sea, ocean. And in ocean sometimes we say the wave. So wave of affection, mother Devaki's affection is compared with the ocean. And this knowledge, jnana, like Himalaya, Parvat. But in the ocean, such a great wave is there, wave of affection, that the mountain could not tolerate the force of the affection. That is completely devastated. Jo gyan hai, ek parvat ke pahad, patthar jaisa, lekin affection ka jo वात्सल्य का समुद्र का जो इतना वेव इतना तेज आता है कि उसको एकदम ध्वस्त कर देता है. तो दिस इज पावर ऑफ है व्हाट यू से अफेक्शन ऑपुलेंस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड व्हेन इट इज क्वाइट नेचर ऑफ ज्ञान दैट व्हेन समवन बिकम्स अवेयर with the opulence of jnana of Krishna, then his prema becomes shrinks. वो एक दिन प्रभुजी बता रहे थे, कौन थे, माताजी बता रहे थे, संकुचित ज्ञान होता है, भगवत विषय ज्ञान होता है, तो प्रेम संकुचित होने लगता है, श्रृंक होने लगता है. इसीलिए ज्ञान बहुत अच्छा बात नहीं है. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu frankly have told that the jnana and vairagya, they are not part of devotional service. In beginning, they are sometimes helpful, maybe helpful. But they are not very much conducive for developing a spontaneous attraction. So, maa ka jo jnana tha, wa vatsal ka web itana tez se lag raha tha, ध्वस्त हो गया. एंड मैन बिकम प्रोमिनेंट इज अफेक्शन, ओनली फीलिंग, स्ट्रॉन्ग एक्सट्रीम फीलिंग, इमोशनल फीलिंग दैट दिस इज माई चाइल्ड, माई क्यूट चाइल्ड, न्यूली बर्न, आई हैव गिवन बर्थ फ्रॉम माई ओन वूम्ब, द चाइल्ड वॉज विद इन माई वूम्ब, माई ऑब्डोमेन फॉर 19 months. So this bhava was prominent. this feeling was much more stronger than that gyan that his supreme personality of Godhead, I could do anything, anything, he can smash Kamsa. तो ज्ञान ध्वस्त हो गया था और हो जाना चाहिए, इट इज गुड आल्सो. ज्ञान का जो पर्वत टिक नहीं पाता है, बाता है वेव, जो कभी कभी देखे हैं ना समुद्र के किनारे आप जाते बड़ा तेज होता है, गिरा देता है. लोग गिर जाते हैं, स्नान करने आते हैं जगन्नाथपुर में जाते हैं, वेव भाता है तो ढकेल कर इस पर देते. तो ज्ञान वो माधुर्य का जब उदय होता है तो ज्ञान वीक हो जाता है. मदर जसो ज्ञान स्पेशली दैट ज्ञान इज दैट एम्पिरिक नॉलेज. ज्ञान भगवान बहुत महान है, वो कर दिया करते हैं सब कुछ कर. मदर जसोदा इवन कृष्ण लिफ्टेड गोवर्धन हिल फॉर कंटिन्यूअस 7 days, बट मदर जसोदा वाज थिंकिंग दैट ही कुड नॉट डू एनीथिंग, बट ही हैज लिफ्टेड बिकॉज ऑफ द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ द ब्राह्मणज. ब्राह्मणज हैज ब्लेसिंग, द ब्लेसिंग इज सच ए पावरफुल. My helpless weak boy was able to lift Govardhan Hill continuous for 7 days because of his blessed by Brahmana, elderly person, devotee. So Mother Yashoda gives the credit to the blessings or Brahmana, not to Krishna. Okay, Sri Prabhupada ki jai.